like you end up rundown.
Feel free to yawn right into the microphone. I mean,
it is 1 a.m, listener.
Nothing heats up a podcast like a good yawn.
The Goose. So it's good to be back, team.
Welcome to the Goose.
Straight in, Rory's.
Sorry, I'm a summer thing. It just has literally a mind of its own.
All his snacks. No, it's not to do with food.
It's not to do with food.
Where did you leave this? Where are my snacks? Where are my chocolate covered peanuts?
I didn't bring them this week.
I got midget gems on the way and I ate them all.
That is sick.
175 grams in about 3 minutes.
No wonder his stomach is making noise.
Can you imagine being near him when he was consuming them? How funny that would be.
So will I tell you one adventure I had while I was away? While I missed all this fun?
Should we say that this is Goose? Did we say that this is Goose?
The Goose. Sorry.
Should we do this? We've said it now.
Welcome. We've said it now. To the Goose. So I went to Paris last week for my cousin's wedding, and my amazing godmother let us stay in her flat that she owns in Paris. And her flat...
Sorry, by flat you mean amazing apartment?
It's a very nice apartment, yeah. And it's sort of looked after by the concierge, or landlady of the building. While Catherine's not there, because Catherine doesn't go that often, but lots of friends come and stay here and there. And so Connor and I arrived really late on Wednesday night. I think we were getting into the apartment about midnight or something. And like Catherine had told Madame Lagache ages ago that we were coming. And, you know, we had the key and everything was planned out. And I've been to the apartment many times over the past 15 years. Excuse me, can you edit that out?
Nope.
And so we open the door and you go right into this little foyer, and the living room is off to the right, and then there's a little kitchen, and then there's a hallway down to the bedrooms. And I open the door and flick on the lights on the wall, and I'm like, yay, we're here. And I turn around and I look in the living room, and the pull out couch is out, and there's a woman and a little child in the bed.
What the fuck?
And my first reaction, of course, was like, we're in the wrong apartment, like as if the keys hadn't let us in, like all the doors and unlocked everything for us. I was like, we flicked off the lights. I was like, what do we do? Because I don't speak any French, and neither does Connor. So all we did was we turned on the lights. We're like, it's okay, stay there. And, like, we just went down into the bedroom where the bedroom and the bathroom are, and like just closed the door to the hallway, and that was it.
Just waited till morning.
Yeah, and just went
with a knife in hand.
I thought, if they're robbing the apartment, having a kid is a really, really smart, really smart move. It's
disarming.
Yeah.
And falling asleep while doing it.
Yeah, pulling out the bed, yeah. Making the bed.
Oh, they were making the bed. They were in the bed.
So they had robbed the place.
Oh, they were sound asleep.
They were asleep, but then, like, the woman woke up and was like, oh, God. And
well, what was the story?
So like, we got back to her, and I was like, I don't know if I should call Catherine or what I should do, because it was really late as well, even though it wasn't that late in the States where Catherine is. But in my head, I just kind of thought, it's probably Madame Lagache's family or something, because I knew that she was coming back from her holidays either that day or the day before. So I thought maybe the family was just there and they were just staying the night, and maybe they thought we were coming on the Thursday. Mm. They didn't know we'd be there. And
it was sort of like, you just need the one last confirmation email or something. Is that what
something like that? Like, there's just obviously with some kind of, you know, Rory's tummy is really loud. And anyway,
you can't hear it on the mic.
We're just going to tell you about it.
Just making us feel awkward, so we need to point it out.
I woke up in the morning about 8 and went out, and it was as if no one had been there, like as if we dreamed it. All the little things were back on the table perfectly, and like the little cushions were moved in. And then I got an email from Catherine saying, I heard you had a surprise last night. I am furious. So I guess it was a good thing that we surprised, because I think Madame Lagache is probably not allowed to do that. But Connor was, we were lying in bed in the morning, and Connor goes, are you going to go out and see if the refugees are still there?
Oh, Jesus. What if they were asylum seekers?
And there's, and in Paris, this is good to know if anybody wants to get an apartment in Paris. If you rent somewhere or stay somewhere, even if you're not renting, you break in somewhere and you stay there for 2 nights and you can prove that you've been there for 2 nights, you have a right of shelter. Like, they can't just kick you out.
Is there, like, a time limit where you where they can, you know, where they have, like, 5 days to stay there and then they move on? Is it that type of thing? Or
no,
you know,
it's
they're there for, like, life?
They go, like, you have to put, then the person who owns the place has to go through, like, a whole legal rigmarole to get you out. And if you're French and, like, it's just, it's crazy law.
But how long could somebody milk it for?
I think years.
Wow. For 2 nights?
Two nights?
Yeah.
That gives out a big incentive to squat places.
Yeah, or like, what about Airbnb? Like, that would make me really nervous doing like, if you were a person renting somewhere,
like
Airbnb.
Like us in Bordeaux.
Yeah, you guys could just write of shelter. I guess you guys are having a Bordeaux house.
Yeah, what about if you stay in a hotel?
No, that doesn't count.
But...
See, it's arbitrary.
It needs to be a residence.
Oh.
A residence.
So it's a residence.
Yeah.
So
you break in and stay for 2 nights.
You can't just stay, like, in an apartment complex either.
Oh, so it seems like there are all these exceptions.
You sort of claim...
Robert's disappointed.
In my hopes of. Just book into the Ritz in Paris and be like, oh, Monsieur Brosnan, you must pay your bill. No, I've been here 2 nights. Just like staying.
Call me Coco Chanel.
I don't think Rory would choose
that. Don't worry, get that.
No, didn't we have a
Rory would be
Coco
puppy
Chanel
love
joke?
You.
What was
we had a Coco Chanel joke when we were watching that movie.
Which one?
The Wisconsin Death Clip.
This is about Crazy Town USA.
Yeah, but remember there was something about Coco Chanel where we kept thinking everything would be a Coco Chanel movie. This is very niche. This right here is just very niche.
Look at both of your faces. If I could, I just wish there was a way to describe them.
Use words.
Smile, crazy eyes.
Encouraging. You must be going somewhere. This
Annie
gets disapproving. The Coco Chanel point.
He's disapproving. Head shaking, cynical, disapproving.
Yeah.
So obviously, Coco Chanel, it was basically we were making fun of the fact that there were two Coco Chanel movies. In like
it's short. Period.
Coco before Chanel.
Yeah, but then we saw an ad for like a third Coco Chanel movie that was like a biopic, and it was just like, how many Coco Chanel movies are going to come out within like 3 years from each other, or whatever?
They always do that. They did it with the Truman Capote movies.
That's
that,
right.
Those came out at the same time
because they knew it would inspire people to. Yeah.
Well,
no, it's just the second one is always going to get. I mean, who saw Truman?
No, there was Capote, which was the one with Philip Seymour Hoffman, and then there was the one with Toby...
Toby Young. Was it Toby Young?
No, Toby...
Yeah.
Maguire?
No.
Toby Maguire playing
Truman
Capote. What's
his name?
Capote.
Anyway, English actor who actually looks a
Toby
lot like...
Jones.
Toby Jones, who looks a lot like Truman Capote, actually, in real life.
Toby Jones! Who also
Toby
plays,
Jones!
Toby Jones shows up
Alfred Hitchcock as well?
Yeah. Not Kobe Jones, who used to play for the American National Soccer Team in the 90s.
Yeah, Kobe.
Not sure if you're...
Big
no,
hair.
It's the same guy. It's the same guy. He's gone on to play Truman Capote.
And he changes his name just ever so slightly.
I think it's called Truman, is
Kobe
it?
Kobe to Toby.
Is it? No, I don't think so. No, we'll have to look that up and
you
get back to you.
Toby Jones is so good in the Barbarian Sound Studio. Have you seen that film?
No.
No. The disinterested film reviewer over there. Toby Jones is so good.
It's wonderful.
So I think Canton has a set of questions he'd like to ask us.
Ooh.
Well, unless anybody has any other events for the week.
Well, I would like to plug my show if I could.
Yeah, we'll do some plugs at the end.
At
maybe.
The end?
Or you can do it now if people get bored.
Let's do it now. I was going to say, because people just might not listen to all this.
No, I was going
to
listen to
this. Come see Fused at the Dublin Fringe Festival at the Lear Academy every night starting tomorrow until Saturday night at 6:30 p.m. It's over at 7:30 p.m. so you can go get a nice dinner at the Bridge or Eli or something like that afterwards. It's a point and click choose your own adventure game. Sit in the front row to play.
Tickets at
fringefest.com.
And just in case you're listening to this podcast at some point in the future, like a year from now, when you're bored, you're Googling, and you find this, it's September 12th to this...
It's September 10th.
10th
to the 14th.
2013.
Yeah.
Very
good. And... I actually saw a kind of trial run of this show, and it was one of the best things I've ever seen, so I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Aww.
Annie wasn't in it then. I'm sure she'll ruin it now.
It could be true. I only got the
Probably.
Part... like 2 weeks ago and haven't been completely fully brought up to speed on a lot of it, but sure, we'll see how it goes.
Hmm.
Can't wait. Wisconsin death trip.
I can wait, but only because I can wait.
Yeah.
I don't mean that in any negative way, but no, I can and
fact.
I will wait.
Yeah. Are those expensive?
They were, but guess how much I got them for?
I'm talking about shoes. Shoes now for the listeners.
I got them at Top Chef for on sale for €20, even though they were originally 92.
They are made so out good. Of gold.
Yeah.
That's pretty incredible.
Yeah. Gold plated, gold tipped.
Yeah. Kate Moss melted down her rings.
Yeah. And made my shoes. Yeah. Okay, okay, Canton, hit us.
Okay, well, questions for the week, you know. As we like to, we ask each other a question. Nobody ever has one prepared, but I usually do. So my question... Oh, we had the horse, bunny, horse thing.
Muffin.
Muffin.
Bird, muffin, horse.
Thank you, Rory, for remembering.
What... So, one of my questions for this week is... What did you least expect would be part of your current career before you started whatever job you're doing now? So, for example, I made a film a few years ago, and I made it with a friend of mine, Damo, and we ended up having to build like a whole set, just the two of us. And then the next day we were filming in that set, but we like built this whole like desk. We went down and bought a whole lot of wood and built desks. And like, I was standing there as Damo was screwing something in, and I was just holding two planks together, and I was like, this is it. I'm a filmmaker. I hold planks together.
Yeah, I kind of felt that way today when I was carrying a lot of cardboard cut out 90s looking computers across the parking lot.
Yeah.
Thinking, wow, I'm getting paid to do this.
They didn't tell me this.
Yeah.
My career's guidance.
In drama school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to carry a whole lot of cardboard around?
Yeah.
Tell you what you should do.
Painted cardboard.
Painted cardboard. They'll look like the computers of today, but you'll do it in many years' time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dead silence from where I'm over there. There's nothing.
The dynamic duo over here.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's so many things I've done over the years for money, it's hard to really...
Let's not go over there, Myra. That's, you know,
that was the question. Show.
I wasn't asking you what did you not expect to do for money?
And then, like, career, I'm like, what's my career? Is my career a puppeteer?
Well, yeah.
Is my career being an ass man at a takeaway? Like... You know?
Yeah, but what do you do in that job, for example, that you wouldn't have expected when you knew you were going to be a manager of a takeaway?
Like, find out secrets?
Like, what?
Can you tell us the secrets? Is that actually...
I hope this is true and not just something that's seemed good to say in the moment.
Of course it's true.
Okay.
Does the boss come to you and say, Moira, I need to find out some secrets?
No.
No?
Because I keep them. Customers tell me secrets.
Oh.
Like...
Can you give us an anonymous
example
or something? We won't even tell the listeners where you
are. While you're thinking, I'll tell you an example from a friend of ours who worked in a place called Pinhead Pizzas years ago. And he was doing the late night shift. And like, so it would be a string of drunks would come into the place. And one night, some fella just came in and stood in the doorway and shouted, I love Mammy! That was it. That's all he had to see. And then he left.
I'd be so scared working late night in a pizza place or like a burger place like that, because I really hate vomit. I really hate vomit. So I would...
You're going to get a lot of it. Dublin.
Yeah, in Dublin on a weekend night in a burger joint.
In Ireland. Anywhere in Ireland. It's not specific to Dublin. Anywhere.
Okay, yeah.
A few weeks ago, like 7 o'clock on a Sunday, I was telling a story to my coworker, and a man who came in, who was a customer, was eating a stir fry.
He came into a takeaway eating a stir fry?
He came in.
You're talking about Rory, aren't you?
No. He came in, he ordered a stir fry, ate it, and then it was there for a while, and I'm telling some stupid anecdote to this coworker, and all of a sudden the guy gets up, turns around, stares at us, and says, what'd you say? And we're like, yeah, that's what I thought. That's what he walked out. He spit the rest of his meal in his hand and he threw it against the window.
But he'd already paid.
Yeah, he paid.
Yeah.
But that's
so this wasn't a tactic to get out of paying the bill. Because that'd be an interesting one to just in a restaurant be like,
sucked.
What'd you say? Spit the rest of your meal into your hand and throw it against the window. No one's going to stop you and say, oh, you haven't paid the bill.
It would be a waste of food. I mean, maybe you get like a couple of mouthfuls of food, but to throw the rest of it away, it's just wasteful.
Yeah, there's something yeah, pointless about that. He wasn't even, didn't even seem to be in protest of anything, unfortunately.
I'm pretty sure he probably thought you were saying something about him, and I mean, that wasn't the case, and now I feel guilty because there's probably something wrong upstairs, but...
Probably.
Obviously, yes.
Probably?
I'd say probably is a in good...
Chances are...
bet, yeah.
You're talking about the manager's office in your restaurant? Upstairs?
Yeah, that's right. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the manager's office upstairs. There's probably something wrong upstairs.
Yeah. Rory, what about you?
Very straightforward, really. Nothing really that... I suppose right now I'm working as a locations manager on a TV show.
Yeah.
I call up places and barter and negotiate with them to see if we can film there. Didn't expect to be doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he doesn't watch YouTube videos or anything at work.
No, because I'm very diligent, in case my bosses are out there listening. Specifically, I don't watch cat YouTube videos that Moira sends me at work. I didn't watch this one.
Cat's caught stealing.
I did look at the duck gif that she sent me.
She sent me both of these things too. You didn't miss much with this cat.
The duck is being vacuumed.
Yeah,
it's
sure.
Great. It's cute. And he's like, yes.
But does the duck die?
No, it's like, it's soothing.
It's like a little vacuum like you use on a computer keyboard, like just going...
That was, I would love if somebody wanted to do that to me right now.
Listeners.
Is there a Conor McCarthy out there listening?
So we're going to have a new competition on the show. If you can get the right answer to this question...
You get to Hoover Annie.
Hoover Annie.
You can vacuum Annie's tiny arms with your tiny vacuum.
Yeah.
The other thing is, have you ever seen that one with the baby owl? And the baby owl's getting its head rubbed. Like, someone's just, like, putting their hand on the baby's head. The baby owl is, one eye is closing. He's just so happy. He's just leaning. And I just dream about that all the time.
That sounds so cute.
It's so cute. And this little feathery owl is just like, yeah, that's the best thing I've ever felt.
Little feathery owls.
Yeah.
Too bad they grow up and just scary predators.
Fucking
yeah,
owl.
But also, owl poop is amazing.
Oh, you're talking
about... Owl pellets are amazing.
For tripping?
But that's right. You take them like pills. No.
No, you...
But that's...
You see, like, a full mouse skeleton.
That's not their
them.
Poop. That's from their gizzard. They regurgitate that like a cat.
Really?
Like in that, and they spit it out, and they get all the bones out, and it's...
It's just the most amazing, cool
thing.
And
you dissect it because you're a kid in New England.
Yeah. That's what we did growing up.
Does anybody else have a question for the week?
I do.
Okay.
I need to think about it for a second, though.
Okay. We have a question in from Kelly Shatter.
Our LA correspondent.
Our LA
I'm sorry to interrupt this amazing vocal styling that's happening. But could I ask if we could even, if there's a way to ask our listeners if they want to ask us a question?
Yes.
Like, could we have
are we
email
are we
us
confident
somewhere?
In using the plural of that of that
listeners?
That was just your mother, Annie.
I don't actually think
maybe
mom's listened the past few weeks.
Listeners with the S in inverted commas. You mm-hmm. know, it's like listener and then the S
brackets.
In brackets, yeah.
Brackets, sorry.
Well, yeah. But that might inverted be fun commas. To have them ask us the question of the week.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Do send us in an email if you want, listener. It's goosecomedy@gmail.com.
Have we been checking this email?
No.
But we will start.
We will start.
From today, September the 9th.
1,000 emails
2013.
Waiting. Oh my god, I'm so excited about the podcast.
And then we didn't respond and we've lost our audience.
No, I think we should say that if listener.
We did say it before, but we'll say it again. GooseComedy@gmail.com. Send us a question. This one comes in from Kelly Shelter. What's the worst thing anyone has said to you to console you?
Oh.
It's a good question. I was saying that I think, and I don't think this is overly creative, and maybe I'll think of a better one as we go on, but this one is always like, if you're in a play that you know is not very good, and you come out and you see your friends and they don't want to be mean, but everybody knows it's a bad play, but nobody wants to say anything, like they'll be like, God, you looked great up there. Like, you just looked so good. Or like, I love
the costume. The costume
bits.
Was great.
Like, there were some bits. It just looked fantastic. It looked great. as opposed to the rest of it was absolutely shit. So that's often one that I think actors in stage shows will get a lot.
Yep. I don't know. I can't think of anything really. And I got this. We got this question a couple of days ago, and I didn't think of anything in the meantime. I guess I don't get consoled much.
Yeah, you're pretty much fine.
There's.
Would I read that Mark is fine, that he's like he's perfect, or that nobody gives a shit about him?
No. Yeah.
It's not the latter, by the way, Mark. I'm just logically running through.
I think it's a confidence thing. I think people feel like they don't need to.
No, I'm sure people do. I'll try and think. Is somebody else just talking?
I could tell you one that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
I know I get accused of being the wild card and maybe the dark guy in the group, but when I was coming to Ireland, I
don't know why you just talked about owls vomiting up skeletons for 5 minutes.
But that's a cool thing. I agree.
Yeah,
we're gonna have to slow that part down. I'll just say it in slow motion.
Person in the group, so one of.
So when I was coming to Ireland and kind of changing everything about my life, moving here and being married to Gareth, and I remember a relative of my mother's taking me out for lunch before I left, and saying one of the best things I've ever heard, where she was like, "You don't know how lucky you are that you guys only have one parent between the two of you." As in, like, she had dealt with elderly in-laws and aging.
Yeah,
and all,
parents.
Like, the pain of that, like, going and being, like, a kind of a constant part of her life
and
for
part,
years.
Probably part of her marriage as well.
Yes, completely.
Yeah.
And, like, I just was kind of like, this is interesting. Like, I don't know how to take it in, but I really kind of, enjoyed it, but I can see how if you told that story to the wrong person, they'd be like, what the fuck?
No, I think it's totally something that people can relate to, because it's a human thing, and people don't want to admit that it's, you know, it is hard dealing with parents who are old or sick, and especially if it's your spouse's or partner's parents.
Yeah.
It's doubly hard.
Rory, any consolations?
Not any that readily comes to mind, I'm afraid. Mm. It'll come to me as soon as this podcast ends.
I'll say it now.
Yeah?
Rory. You look, well, good for considering.
Okay, thanks, Moira. Not taking the bait. Let's move along.
I'm being choked right now, listeners.
I was going to try and console you on your lack of coming up with anything. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, let's move on. Another question. What my other question for this week... This is nobody else bringing any questions.
I have a question.
Oh, yeah, you're just trying to remember what it is. Do you want to get your question then? Let's do your question. I can save my question for next week. Let's hear
I'm
your
just going to say question over and over. Question, 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 question.
A question? What's your tactic for when someone doesn't remember you've met before?
Oh, God.
Do you say, no, we have met before? This is a very painful for him.
It depends on the situation and the person. Sometimes I will turn it to my advantage and challenge the person. Like, yeah. No, we haven't. Other times I'll just let it go. It depends on the context.
It does depend from occasion to occasion.
It does.
I kind of think of myself as very forgettable. So, like, if I met somebody once, I probably won't. It's rare that I would bring it up. You're like... I doubt that person will remember me. I'll just say, hello, I'm Mark.
Mark looks like a man cat with glasses on. Yet he thinks he's forgettable. I'm just wondering.
I think I always hate... It's really awkward to be told that you've met before. Like, I find that almost worse. Like, because if I will ignore it.
Yeah, I mean, it is awkward to be the person who's forgotten, which is why occasionally I will insist, no, we have met, because there's a kind of a power in that. It's not like I'll do it all the time.
It'll put the other person on the back foot, certainly.
Yeah.
You should do that with strangers. No, yeah.
We've met. To the person serving you at Tesco. No, we've met. I was here yesterday.
I think mostly I do what you do, where I just sort of assume that they don't. And then sometimes they're like, oh, yeah, of course. Yeah,
It's so funny. Maybe that's like personality types, because, look, I would definitely do that. I would sometimes just ignore a person who I'm like, we've met on countless occasions, like... They looked at me and they looked away.
It also depends on the occasion, I think, because Like, if you've met them, like, at a night out or, like, an opening night or something like that, where you meet them and you have, a quick few words, like, all the stuff that's happening, probably they're not necessarily going to focus in on you. But if you've, like, sat with them at a party or, like, sat next to them at a dinner table and you've had a good 20-minute
Or if you were in a six-month relationship with them or something, you know, we have met. We have...
There's, I've never fucked it up and said, oh no, we've never met before, but there's a friend of a friend who I've met a good few times and I never recognize her every time. And then, you know, the mutual friend would be like, oh, you met before? Yeah, yeah, how's it going? Yeah. And then I'll remember, oh yeah, we met that time and then that time and then that time. Yeah. But like, as soon as she leaves my presence, I'm just like, I'll wipe her from my memory. And off I go. Never met her before.
Danger.
There was... this story may get edited out later. Yeah, I'm not going to tell. Sorry.
Oh, now you have to.
Yeah, you have to, Mark.
All right, I'm going to edit
this out. It's going to be on the podcast version that you have to pay for.
I'm going
to
edit this out later. But I'll just tell you guys. So there was this girl who I met after... I met her one night... With her boyfriend, right? So,
Ooh. So
I vaguely knew the boyfriend and said, oh, hey, how's it going? Blah, blah, blah. We were chatting to him. And then I ended up chatting to her for quite a while. Having a good laugh, grand, whatever. But, you know, she had a boyfriend. So then I completely wiped her from my memory. I think this is happening more and more to me. I'm forgetting people.
Well, you are very old.
I'm very old.
Yeah.
So, then, like, a few months later, I would start to see this girl around town, and she's kind of attractive, and she'd kind of be looking at me like, hey, I'm like, hey, all right, this is going well, I can't believe this girl is looking at me like there's something going on here, it's because you know her, but I didn't realize that, I just thought, oh, there's just an attractive woman across the room is just kind of like,
oh,
giving me eyes, and then eventually, we met up for a professional reason, and she kind of got in contact with me, and as soon as anybody, like a stranger, comes along, I'll Google them or look them up on Facebook or whatever, see what they look like. I was like, oh my God, is that a really attractive girl? Is you know, I'm meeting up with her. Oh my God, this is incredible. This is it. Like, she's been staring at me from across the rooms, and now we're actually going to meet, and it's going to be... And then we met up, and she was like, oh yeah, we met before. And I was like, oh, that's why. That's why you stare at me. Because we know each other. I'm an idiot. And there was nothing going on.
Oh, and this is Mark's ex-wife he's talking about.
Yeah, I mean, we don't need to get into how we married and after all that, but...
I have a similar story, though. Does everybody must have some sort of funny... You feel like it's, like, meant to be, or, like, this is exciting, and then it just is, like, no, this is the opposite, or what? Like...
I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Totally. I remembered my question.
Okay.
When you meet someone, and when you may be flirting with that person and possibly have kissed them once or twice, you're going out on dates, but not maybe dating. You're still, it's very, very early. You might not even have kissed them yet. You might be in a bar chatting to them. You might have met them before, but you might not remember. What is the thing that sort of, like, you notice as a person that might turn you off from that person? That's sort of a weird thing that's like yourself. Is it, like, a nose hair hanging out? Is it, like, dirt under the nails? Is it the fact that they, like, didn't wear deodorant that day? Is it the fact that, like, every time you've seen them, they've been in the same trousers? Or, like, what is there something that, like, every time it's like, ooh, I could not be with that person now that I know that shit? Like, dirty fingernails is a big one for me. Like, I really... hate.
Oh, really?
Dirty fingernails. Like, I tend to notice clean, nice, clean hands.
There's not a lot of, like, if I'm already attracted to that person.
If something, if it has begun. Well, I mean, I was implicit in what you said. Like, you've kissed or whatever. If it has begun.
It has begun.
It has begun.
The die has been cast. We've crossed the Rubicon.
Yeah.
Of course, that person, you just might be ultimately be annoying or you know what, but no, there's no one thing that I can think of where I'm like, oh Jesus,
there's not like
she's
like,
doing that.
Or you wouldn't be like, ooh, I cannot get with the fact that she wears so much fake tan, or I cannot.
Yeah, fake tan.
Probably wouldn't have.
Yeah,
but
gotten
to
there.
Not stop.
It
wouldn't have gotten there.
Oh, really? Yeah. So it would turn you off before it even.
Right. Yeah.
Like what would for me would be like. What you're talking about, I don't necessarily think I have a certain thing one way or the other if you decide you're attracted to somebody, but if they like drop a bomb like they're
like
fucking
a fart because like that's kind of hypocritical.
Look, sometimes what you eat you can't help yourself.
Well,
I mean,
you're like the hypocrisy there is just unbelievable. No, I was gonna say maybe like if they had like some sort of strange like anti-Semitism or right-wing belief system that they represent on the third date or whatever, and you're just okay, thanks very much.
Yeah,
it's been fun.
If said girl started whipping out some crystals or
yeah, you hate
like
that. Reiki, wanted to Reiki you,
yeah,
you would not
crystals.
Be down.
Okay,
you know, anything kind of.
But like, what if it was this person who you thought was like so attractive, and then you met for like this business thing, and you were like, "This actually could be great." And she was like, "Oh, I'm going off to my Reiki healing session later." Would you be like, "Foop, done"? Even though you like have professional interests that are the same, you find her very attractive.
You would make it more difficult. Definitely. If
which is worse in your book, Mark, for as regards a potential mate?
Yeah.
The Reiki New Agey shit, or she's a like just. An extreme racist, which
well,
as meant as a joke, it wasn't that funny, but that's just treated as a general question.
Yeah, neither will be that good, I suppose. Reiki bullshit. I mean, I would include most religion, all religion, really, in that. Mm. I, you know, any kind of superstition or stuff like that, I'm not into, and that would be a turn off for me.
You are cutting out a large. Because I'm with you. I'm very anti-religion too. But there are a lot of people who are just, you know, they were raised with a certain thing, and they might go to mass or church once a month, and they're not really into it, but they just haven't reached the point where you or I are at, where like, no, it's completely absurd.
Yeah, and it would just be hard for me to, you know, be with someone where I would be like, well, I don't understand how you think like that.
But my point is, I think there are a lot of people who just. They're not really that active. They might go once a week or a month or something, but they're not like actively Christ followers.
Yeah, but what about your friends who do that or believe in that stuff?
Well, they certainly exist, and you know, it's not something that I really bring up. And I can be friends with people like that, but it's a little bit more, you know, say down the line, you know, if I was to have children with somebody, you know, then it's like, oh, now it's complicated.
Yeah.
What kind of thoughts
are
we going to put into this child's mind if, you
Fair
know.
Fair enough, yeah.
About Jesus or
yeah, anything mystical or whatever.
Mm.
Supernatural.
Mystical, magical.
Mm. It is foreboding, if not an immediate roadblock.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Interesting.
Thought for the day.
Listener, we'd like to hear from you.
So, if you're not religious, please do send
in
a photo.
If you are religious, send in a photo, and let's change Mark's mind.
Next week's theme.
That would be good.
Let's make it okay.
Listeners.
I just like saying listeners. I think we're just going to stick with listener for now
listener.
Until we're proved wrong.
We were supposed to have a guest today, and she's very ill, and I think that it's that change of seasons, cold everyone's getting, or flu, or whatever.
Yeah.
So.
While snot is dribbling out my nose at a steady pace.
No, it's people are sick, and it's hard. The world is a hard place.
So I think...
So good. Till next week. Signing off.
Can we... If we're getting close to the end, I think it would be fun to say if you could have one thing in the entire world in your hands right now, what do you absolutely want to have in your hands
right now
at this moment?
The woman that I was talking about earlier that was staring at me from across the room.
Holding her like this, like a baby.
Just holding her in your hand.
And massaging the top of her head.
Like a baby owl.
Till she coughed
brilliant.
Up a little mouse skeleton.
That's a really good one, actually. I think mine would be a giant bowl of spicy ramen soup.
Nice.
That's how I'm feeling today, folks.
That's a good idea. Yeah. I would like, I was thinking into like the same vein. I was like, just like a huge, remember D'Angelo's?
Yes.
Okay, I want like a D'Angelo's, like
sandwich.
I want to be like, I want it to be 10 years ago. I want a D'Angelo's chicken Caesar wrap.
Oh, classy.
Like, I'm holding it right now.
Moira's in the moment. Go on, Rory, what would you have in your hands?
Honestly? Honestly, to be frank?
If it doesn't have to, not, body parts not included.
Oh, okay. the chicken curry ramen from Mikoshi Noodle House in Los Angeles.
Oh.
Might.
Mm.
But yeah, but chicken curry ramen.
Mm-hmm. So we got two ramen eaters sandwich and shit. It's got
a one original thought.
That was quite a good one.
Hey,
for now.
Back off, wild card.
Yeah. Look, no fighting during the podcast.
Right, I'm sorry, I can't help it.
Come on, mom and dad.
I was fighting. I was just being difficult.
Predatory. Yeah.
Predatory.
Well.
Predatory.
Predatory. I'm going to watch.
You're being the owl, and I'm
the latest Breaking Bad. So that's.
Oh,
why
I'm going to watch that too. So I've started watching House of Cards. House of Cards.
Oh, I was going to bring up what Rory.
Oh, Orange is.
Orange
is the
Orange
new.
Orange is the new overrated. Which
I love
is
that.
Is what Rory said on Facebook.
Yeah.
Which I very much agree with. Actually, yeah, I was like, yeah,
very.
I'm enjoying it, but.
No, I gave up.
It's very timid as regards its depiction in prison. Trust me.
More on that later. More on that next week, listener. I hope you'll tune in. Thanks for joining us.
I only had one screaming laugh this week.
Thanks very much, folks, for listening for another
folk.
Week.
Folk.
And,
this has been Folk Radio.
We will see you next week on...
The Goose. The Goose. The Goose.
Yep.
Bye.
The Goose. The Goose.
The Goose. The Goose.
The mouse runs away.
Come here, my little owl. Come to me.
Flapping wings.
Have a seat on my tummy. I love relaxing with you.
Daphne, don't bring that awful owl in here again. It makes such a mess.
You've scared her off, Michael.
And not too soon. I think she was about to cough up one of her awful skeletons.
Awful? To you, wonderful to me.
Well, yes, but I find them a little horrid the way you cast them in bronze and then leave them around the house. I nearly jumped when I found one in the bathroom the other day.
Maybe you should have married another librarian instead of an artist.
Well, it was one of my deal breakers. I should have not figured it out on our third date when I discovered that you were an artist, but I thought we could get over it.
Pardon me, the ramen that you ordered, has just arrived, and the man is bringing it up the stairs. He's bringing it up the stairs, he's right here, he's outside.
Oh, arigato, konnichiwa, chicken ramen, thank you.
Yes, chicken ramen, thank you, I'd love to have it in my hands. What the devil is this?
Konnichiwa.
There's a mouse skeleton in the ramen.
There is.
Come here, my little owl. Come sit on my belly. It's very nice, the gift you gave him.
10 euro, please.
I'm not paying 10 euro for a mouse skeleton and a bunch of noodles.
But it's 10 euro.
Oh, good argument. Well done, sir.
Yeah, well done.
Here's the money, please.
Daphne!
What?
Why are you paying the man 10 euro to give me a...
To get him to leave!
Why do you want him to leave?
To be alone with you.
Oh, Daphne.
Don't bring the owl into the bedroom this time, will you? Yes, dear.
pants.